Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, it was one for the GAA history books when Dublin landed that shock victory over heavyweight hurlers Limerick in Saturday's All-Ireland Senior Hurling Quarterfinal in Croke Park. And for more, I'm joined by our own GAA correspondent Marty Morrissey. Hello, Marty.
Good morning, Claire. Lovely to be on your programme.
Great to talk to you. This is extraordinary. You know, I was reading this morning that not one pundit could have predicted this, even if they wanted to go there in their wildest dreams. It just was not on the cards.
No, none of us saw this coming. I mean, I happened to do the Dublin Galway match in Parnell Park, and to be honest with you, they were poor. And I thought, not when you're playing Limerick, even in Croke Park in the wide open spaces, I thought Limerick would expose them. I mean, this is a great Limerick team, you know, with so many All-Irelands and 6 Munster championships in a row. But my God, and I was actually on my way to Limerick to do the other game, the Galway Tipperary game. So I was listening to the radio to Kate Kelly and Martin Kiley. And when Chris Cumming was sent off, and I said, well, no, they're totally Ben Jackson at this stage after 15
minutes. That was after,
minutes.
15 minutes.
Yeah, and I mean, Chris Cumming is a really good hurler now, to be fair. But like, I thought, this is, you know, lights out, good night, goodbye Dublin. But my word, I saw the second half because I got to Limerick and I saw the second half and I just thought they were fantastic. And, you know, there's great rivalry, there's great respect amongst counties. But when it was announced in the public address fair that Limerick had been beaten, the Galway Tipperary fans and supporters gave the biggest cheer that I heard at the Gaelic grounds for a long time. Because, I mean, for Limerick to be knocked out is a huge bonus to the teams that are left in the championship. But now Dublin have set their stall out, and they were magnificent. And there's great work being done at underage in Dublin. And this group of hurlers, I knew they were talented, but they were just not producing it on the big day. But when you have people like Conor Burke and Conor Dunhu and Keane O'Sullivan, the Hayeses from Kilmacock Crokes, the Currys, they all have, like Lefina won the All Ireland Club title, Coola have done it before. So there has to be a basis of a good squad there. And Niall O'Callaghan has proven himself not alone a Dublin, Leinster and All-Ireland club winning manager, but he's now giving that magic over the Dublin team now when you see the influence he's having on this squad.
And is there more in them, do you think, as we look ahead now towards the semi-finals and onwards?
Well, I mean, forewarned is forearmed, and Cork will be forewarned at this stage. But I remember 12 years ago, I mean, an All-Ireland semi-final between Dublin and Cork. Cork won it to qualify for the final against Clare. But only for a sending off, I thought Dublin were hurling out of their skins on that particular day. And just you know, I mean, there's great stories. The Curry brothers played cricket for Ireland at underage. John Heatherton, a son of Kieran, he plays with St. Vincent's, but his brother, his mother is Patsy Murphy, a great St. Vincent's woman. But John's brother then plays with Craeve Kieran. So they go in different directions.
Yeah.
There's just wonderful passion and pride in the various clubs. So if they bring that, and if Cork are not mentally, psychologically prepared, now they will have had a break. I think Limerick, look flat. They look tired. They've done it all and they just couldn't rise to the occasion, and full credit to Dublin for doing that.
I'm just looking at Eddie Brennan. He's writing in The Independent today and he's saying that John Kiley will be the first to run the post-mortem and ask the hard questions of himself before asking them of anyone else, and he was so gracious in defeat. I mean, you'd wonder what those questions are. Are they so stunned that they don't know what the questions are? What happened with Limerick?
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to look back. I suppose, look, John Kiley and Paul Kinnerick and the rest of the backroom team, Alan Cunningham and so many more, they have given incredible service to their county and they have brought great honour to Limerick. But sometimes, you know, there's a tiredness or a fatigue that sets in. And I do believe now that the penalty shootout might have had a negative impact on Limerick, and they just couldn't rise to the occasion. Maybe they were thinking, look, we'll beat Dublin surely in Croke Park, although Dublin and themselves had played before early in the year and Dublin had won. So again, it was forewarned as forearmed. I think to John Kiley's great credit, he will ask the questions, and so will Paul Kinnerick, who's been a wonderful tactician and strategist for Limerick, will look and say, where did this go wrong? But they have, like, they lost the All-Ireland semi-final last year. They were beaten twice by Cork in epic encounters. But none of us saw what Dublin were going to produce on Saturday evening. And it was truly one of the stories of the year.
And is it at the start of a new era? Marty, we always love talking to you, particularly after your very busy weekend. So thanks very much for joining us on the programme. Marty Morrissey there.